们在尼希米记第二章一到十节。亚达薛西王二十年尼散月，在王面前摆酒，我拿起酒来奉给王，我素来在王面前没有愁容。王对我说，你既没有病，为什么面带愁容呢？这不是别的，必是你心中愁烦。于是我甚惧怕，我对王说，愿王万岁，我列祖坟墓所在的那城荒凉，城门被火焚烧，我岂能面无愁容吗？王对问我说，你要求什么？于是我默祷天上的神。我对王说，仆人若在王眼前蒙恩，王若喜欢，求王差遣我往犹大，到我列祖坟墓所在的那城去，我好重新建造。那时王后坐在王的旁边，王问我说，你去要多少日子，几时回来？我就定了日期。于是王喜欢差遣我去。我又对王说，王若喜欢，求王赐我诏书，通知大河西的省长准我经过，直到犹大。又赐诏书通知管理王园林的亚萨，使他给我木材，做属殿营楼之门的横梁和城墙，与我自己房屋使用的。王就允许我，允准我，因我神施恩的手帮助我。王派了军长和马兵护送我，我到了河西的省长那里，将王的诏书交给他们。河伦人参巴拉、亚维奴的亚门人多比亚听见有人来为以色列人求好处，就甚恼怒。
谢谢。
And the book of Nehemiah is often studied for its leadership.
很多人查尼希米记是为了查这当中的领导力。
But seldom is it mentioned that the success of Nehemiah's leadership is his prayer.
但是却常常忽略尼希米他的祷告和他的领导才能。
God answering his prayer.
神回应了尼希米的祷告。
Because in chapter 1 we saw how it began this story or unfold how it led Nehemiah to pray.
我们在第一章看到这个故事是怎样开始的，尼希米是为什么原因开始他的祷告。
He heard the trouble and disgrace of God's people in Jerusalem.
他听到了神的子民在耶路撒冷的困苦和他们所遭受的凌辱。
And he was moved to tears because of his love for them.
尼希米流泪，因为他深爱着以色列民。
And so it prompted him to fast and pray for God's people in Jerusalem.
所以尼希米开始为神的子民进食祷告。
And then he asked God, God show me favor before this man at the end of chapter 1.
尼希米在第一章结束的时候求神让他在一个人面前能够蒙恩惠。
And this man we know in this chapter 2 as King Artaxerxes.
这个人我们知道在第一章中就是波西王亚达薛西。
And so chapter 2 begins to tell us how God answered Nehemiah's prayer.
所以我们在第二章当中看到神怎样开始回应尼希米的祷告。
If you missed the message on chapter 1, I mentioned that the Jews returning from Babylon exile, there were actually three returns.
如果你们错过了第一章的讲道的话，当时我讲到以色列人从这个被掳走去了巴比伦。
And so the first two was mentioned in the book of Ezra.
之前是在以斯拉记当中也有讲到。
Zerubbabel led the first return to rebuild the Jerusalem temple.
所罗波把带领第一队以色列人回到耶路撒冷重建这个
圣殿。And Ezra led a second return to restore worship in the temple after it is restored.
然后在圣殿重建之后，以斯拉带领第二个小组第二群以色列人回去。
And now in Nehemiah is the third return where Nehemiah led another group to rebuild the wall of the city of Jerusalem.
尼希米所带领的乃是第三组以色列人回去重建以色列的耶路撒冷的城墙。
And so chapter 2 begins with telling us that it is in the month of Nisan.
所以第二章开始的时候是说到在亚达薛西王二十年的尼散月。
And in chapter 1, he tells that it was in the month of Kislev.
在第一章中是说在基斯流月。
And Kislev is around November, December, and Nisan is around March.
基斯流月是12月左右，尼散月大概是3月。
So it's about 3-4 months later, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes' reign.
所以第二章的时间大概是在第一章的过后三到四个月，在亚达薛西王的二十年。
So in other words, Nehemiah had to wait for that period of time before he actually asked Nehemiah for permission to go back to Jerusalem.
换句话说，尼希米需要等待几个月才问亚达薛西王让他回到耶路撒冷。
And we do not know why he waited so long.
我们不知道尼希米为什么等了这么长时间。
But we do know that waiting is not easy.
但我们知道等待是不易的。
You know, especially when you have a heavy burden in your heart.
尤其是当你心中存有很重的负担的时候。
And so some people suggest that the reason for that 4 months of wait was because the king was not around, he was traveling.
所以有人觉得尼希米之所以等四个月是因为亚达薛西王当时并不在城中。
Or some others will say that because the king was not in a good mood, 跟老婆吵架。
也有人说当时亚达薛西王可能并不开心。
Others say that although Nehemiah was the king's favorite cupbearer, he was still afraid to ask him, especially when he's asking for the king to help a country that was once a threat to them.
也有人说虽然尼希米是王最喜欢的酒政，但是他还是甚惧怕，尤其是他所要求的这个事情呢，是让被掳的这个人民回到耶路撒冷。
But however, by God's providence, this is the day God was showing favor before this man for Nehemiah.
然而因为神丰盛的供应，神让尼希米在王面前蒙恩。
Particularly when the king noticed that he has this sad face, long and sad face.
尤其是当亚达薛西王看到尼希米面带愁容的时候。
And he asked, are you okay?
他问尼希米，你为什么面带愁容呢？
And we also read that Nehemiah was afraid when the king asked him that question.
我们也看到尼希米在被王审问的时候甚惧怕。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because no servant would dare to serve the king with a long face.
因为没有一个仆人胆敢面带愁容来服侍他的主子。
Right? Even your child, when they come to you and then you tell them, they show you a long face, you get mad with them, right?
当你看到你孩子面带愁容的时候，可能也会生气。
Right? So Nehemiah could have been flogged, could have been thrown in prison.
尼希米可能会因为他的愁容而被鞭打，甚至被关进监狱。
And that's why he was afraid.
这是为什么他甚惧怕。
But nevertheless, verse 3 tells us, he stopped, he paused in his heart, he prayed.
尽管如此，我们在第三节看到尼希米停下来，心中祷告。
And told the king why he was sad.
尼希米还是告诉了亚达薛西王他为何面带愁容。
And this is where I think Nehemiah began to realize God was divinely intervening on his behalf.
我们在这里看到尼希米认识到神可能是 在神圣的介入、为尼希米而介入。
After that 4 months of praying and crying before God, God is finally opening the door for him.
在尼希米四个月的进食祷告和呼求之后，神终究为他开了门。
God is showing favor before this man.
神让尼希米在王面前蒙恩。
You know, if you read the story,You find it quite amusing and yet at the same time miraculous in some ways when God intervened.
我们在读到尼希米的故事的时候，我们会觉得这个故事既是令人觉得有意思，也是看到神的奇妙的工作。
Because no master would listen to the problems of a servant.
因为通常没有一个主人愿意听从仆人的这个愁苦。
But you expect your servant to listen to everything you want to tell them, right?
一般主人都会期待仆人听他讲。
Even when you are unhappy with your child or with your husband or your wife.
即使是你对你的这个妻子或者丈夫不满意的时候。
But to our surprise, the king asked him and was ready to listen to him and asked him, What is it you want from me?
但是让我们惊奇的是，在经文当中，亚达薛西王却问他的仆人尼西米，你要求什么？
And so this is indeed an answer to prayer.
所以这真的是神回应了尼西米的祷告。
God was granting him favor before this man.
神让尼西米在亚达薛西王面前蒙恩。
You know, most superiors or most bosses aren't as sensitive as this pagan king.
我们生活当中很多的老板和上级都不像这个王这样感性。
Or gracious like him.
或者像这个王一样施恩惠。
Enough to, you know, so sensitive to listen to him and gracious enough to help him.
这个亚达薛西王很感性，能够听这个尼西米的愁苦，也愿意帮助他。
But this pagan king was so sensitive and gracious to his servant.
这个不信神的王是如此的感性，如此的愿意为他的向他的仆人施恩慈。
So God blessed Nehemiah and answered his prayer because of his faith in God.
因为尼西米在神当中的信心，神祝福了尼西米。
But at the same time, faith is not the absence of fear.
同时，我们也看到信心并不是没有恐惧。
You know, fear often want to cripple the faith we have in God.
恐惧时常让我们对神的信心瘫痪。
You know, and if we let them, we will lose our faith in God.
我们时常会因此丧失对神的信心。
Yet the irony of it is that faith is the weapon against fear.
然而讽刺的是，信心却可以打败恐惧。
And there you see Nehemiah overcome his fear by faith in praying to God for help at that moment.
我们在这里看到尼西米停下来向神祷告，而克服他的恐惧。
And he's doing that because he's beginning to understand how God is intervening in this way.
他开始祷告，开始理解神怎样在为他介入。
And how God is answering his prayer at this moment.
他开始感觉到神是怎样在那时那刻回应他的祷告。
So the next thing we read is that he asked the king very courageously to grant him permission to go back to Jerusalem.
所以我们接下来看到尼西米所做的事就是大胆的求王让他回到耶路撒冷。
And then you see that God rewarded his faith by using this king to give him permission to go back to Jerusalem and also to provide for all the things that he asked for.To accomplish his mission.
然后我们看到神回应了尼西米的祷告，奖赏尼西米，让亚达薛西王允许他回到耶路撒冷，并且一样都不缺。
And if you have been praying to God for a long time,
如果你也像尼西米一样，已经为一件事情向神祷告很久了。
And you may be wondering whether God hears your prayer.
可能在想神到底有没有听见你的祷告。
Be encouraged by this story.
请听接下来的这个故事，希望能够给你一些鼓励。
Not just encouraged, but also be ready to enter the door when God opens it.
不光受到鼓励，而是准备好在神为你开门的时候，愿意向前迈步。
Oh, and when He opens it, you want to walk right in as God opens it for you.
当神为你开门的时候，你应当直接迈开步子走进这扇门。
You know, we may have faith.
我们很多人有信心。
But we may not have the kind of discerning faith like Nehemiah to know where, what God is doing.
但是我们可能没有像尼西米这样能够鉴察万事的信心，能够知道神的所作所为。
You see, Nehemiah stands before in the presence of the king,And he discerned all these things that God is doing at this moment.
尼西米在王的面前站立，也是清楚地分辨神在当时的所作所为。
And he is discerning here that God is answering his prayer, particularly when the king asks, "What is it you want?"
尼西米在王问他你要求什么的时候，知道是神在动工，是神在帮助他。
And so when that question was asked, he had the courage to ask the king what he has in his mind.
所以当王问尼西米 你要求什么的时候，尼西米才有勇气真的把他所要求的说出来。
And God gave him this spiritual discerning faith to understand what God was doing.
是神给尼西米这个分辨能，这个能够分辨的信心，让他知道神的所作所为。
See, spiritual discernment is knowing what God is doing at the very moment of your life.
有这个属灵上的鉴察能力，就是能够知道神在你生命中的所作所为。
But because we although we have faith, but we lack the spiritual discernment, we often, do not know that God is working even under our nose.
虽然我们有些人有信心，但是我们时常不知道神在我们当中动工。
You know, there's a story about this a woman.
有一个关于一个女子的故事。
The story goes like this. It says a man was mowing his lawn.
这个故事是这样的，一个男人正在他的院子里除草。
And he noticed his neighbor, this woman, coming out several times of her house.
他看到这个女士三番四次的到他的家门前来。
And then she go to the mailbox, she open, and then she shut it angrily because, and storm back into the house.
女士反复的查看他家门前的邮箱，这个很愤怒的打开又关上，然后又回到他的家中。
A little while later, she came out the second time and did the same.
她过了一会儿又到前来，又查了一遍她的邮箱。
And then at the third time, when she came out, the man was curious, so the man stopped her and asked her, "Are you expecting any mail today?"
第三次，那个女士又出来了，然后那个男的很好奇，就问她，你是不是在等待什么信件？
And the woman replied,
那个女士这样说。
Yes, my stupid computer keeps telling me you got mail.
是的，我的这个电脑一直在反复的告诉我，我有邮件了。
You know, we have no doubt God answers our prayer.
我们不怀疑神回应我们的祷告。
But we may not have that spiritual discernment to know how God answers it.
但是我们可能在灵里没有这个分辨能力，知道神是怎样回应祷告的。
Because we have already a preconceived way that how God should answer it.
因为我们总有一个先入为主的观念，我们觉得神一定会像这样回应我们的祷告。
Just like this woman.
就像这个女士一样。
So when God is answering it right under our nose, we don't even know He's doing it.
所以有时候当神真的是在回应我们的祷告的时候，我们却不知道神的所作所为。
And Nehemiah knew that God was intervening, God was going to answer his prayer, and he has been given this discerning faith to trust God and enter into that door.
但是尼西米有这个灵里分辨的能力，他知道神在为他介入，神要让他带领以色列人回到耶路撒冷。
He saw the king's question as the intervention.
在他听到王问他你要求什么的时候，他知道是神在为他介入。
So he went right in through the door God has opened for him.
所以尼西米就这样走进了神为他打开的大门。
And he asked openly, he asked boldly, not one but three requests.
尼西米便大胆地向亚达薛西王做了三个请求。
And the first request was,Obviously, he wants to go back to Jerusalem.
第一个请求就是他想要回到耶路撒冷。
He says, if it please the king and if your servant has found favor in your sight, let him send me to the city of Judah where my fathers are buried so that I can rebuild it.
他说，仆人若在王眼前蒙恩，王若喜欢，求王差遣我往犹大，到我列祖坟墓所在的那城去，我好重新建造。
And notice the king did not ask, give me 10 good reasons why I must let you go.
我们看到亚达薛西王并没有问他，我为什么要让你走呢？
But the king asks, "How long will your journey take? And when will you get back?"
但是王却问，你要去多久？什么时候回来？
From that statement, you can see that the king already is going to grant him that request.
我们从亚达薛西王这个问题的问法就知道，王已经应允了尼西米的请求。
But he's only concerned about how long his favorite cupbearer is going to be gone.
王想要知道他最喜爱的酒镇要离开多久。
And God showed him favor before this man beyond Nehemiah's expectations.
神超越尼西米所求所想的，让尼西米在王面前蒙恩。
Because first of all, he got to set the time.
因为首先尼西米能够自己定要走的时长。
Because he said in he says if it pleases the king to send me, so I set a time.
他说，如果我能在王面前蒙恩的话，请让我定这个时间。
And you know, you think about it, you know, which boss that you ever come across allow you to determine how long you go on leave, right?
在我们生命中有一个什么样的好的老板，让我们想休多长的假就休多长的假呢？
You know, and we wish we have bosses like that, right?
我们希望有像亚达薛西王一样的好老板。
That we can set our own time to go on leave and when we want to go leave and how long, right?
让我们能够随时休假，无论休多长时间。
And do you know how long?
你知道尼西米走了多久吗？
In chapter 5, verse 14, he went away for 12 years.
我们看到他走了整整12年。
Isn't this God's favor?
这是不是神让尼西米在王面前蒙恩呢？
I wish I have a boss like that.
我也希望我有一个这样的老板。
And then the second request.
然后尼西米的第二个请求。
And Nehemiah asked the king for letters of protection for his trip, his journey.
尼西米让王给他诏书，让他能够在旅途当中受到保护。
In those days, traveling is not safe, we know.
在尼西米的时代，旅途并不是非常的安全。
You can get robbed along the way.
你可以在路途当中遭到抢劫。
And so he's going on a trip, and he's going to ask his boss to buy him travel insurance.
所以他在去这个回忆录他等之前，让他的老板给他买这个旅途上的保险。
Isn't it outrageous?
是不是听起来非常的夸张呢？
No, it is courageous.
不，这是尼西米大胆的作为。
See, faith is courageous.
我们知道信心就是大胆的。
So not only Nehemiah had this discerning faith, he has this courageous faith in him.
所以尼西米不光有能够在灵里鉴察的能力，他也有这样有勇气的信心。
Because he believed God is answering his prayer.
因为他相信神在回应他的祷告。
And so in verse 7 he asks, if it pleases the king, may I have letters to the governors of Trans-Euphrates so that they will provide me safe conduct until I arrive in Judah.
所以在第七节当中，尼西米又对王说，王若喜欢，求王赐我诏书，通知大河西的省长准我经过，直到犹大。
And the king granted him this second request.
于是王便应允了尼西米的这第二个请求。
See, faith requires courage as well.
我们看到信心也是需要勇气的。
It's not just making plans.
信心不光只是做出计划。
You know, as Chinese, we are very careful.
作为华人，我们非常的仔细谨慎。
You know, we will make all kinds of we will make all kinds of plans to make sure that we will not fail, but we will succeed.
我们喜欢做万事都谨小慎微，能够保证我们不失败。
And so much so that actually we don't need God.
我们如此的仔细，仔细到我们觉得我们都不需要神了。
And so we don't need faith at all.
我们也觉得我们不需要信心了。
Because everything we already thought out already.
因为我们觉得已经万事想到周全。
And that's how we also do church or do ministry as Christians.
这也是我们当中有一些人在教会当中的态度。
You know, faith is stepping into the unknown.
信心是敢于迈入这个你所没有经历过的领地。
We don't know what's going to, we know that God is taking us in this direction.
我们知道神带领我们往一个方向走。
But we don't know how it's going to happen.
但我们并不知道会用什么样的方式。
Yes, we think through our plans and we give thoughts to whatever we want to do.Yes, we think through our plans and the thoughts we want, the things we want to do.
我们仔细地安排我们的计划。
But yet there is this element that of the unknown.
但是还是在计划当中还是有变化。
That we need to trust God.
我们需要在这当中信靠神。
Rather than trust all these things that we have thought out.
而不是相信我们自己的安排。
Because you'll find that many times when you think too much,You cannot go anywhere. You get stuck there.
因为很多时候，当我们过分的思考，我们哪里也去不了。
we cannot step out in faith.
我们就没有办法用信心向前迈步。
And that's why oftentimes we go nowhere because of the lack of faith.
这也是为什么我们经常因为信心缺少而原地踏步。
See, faith is not only discerning, but faith is also courageous.
信心不光是有在灵里的分辨能力，也是需要充满勇气的。
Because if we know everything that is going to happen in the future, the way we want it to happen, then we don't need God actually.
因为如果我们能够预知未来的话，那我们还需要神做什么呢？
We just do it ourselves.
我们就自己来管理，自己来做就好了。
And God will also not do anything for us.
神也不会为我们做任何的事情。
Since you know everything already.
因为你已经万事都知晓了。
In other words, you are as great as God.
换句话说，你和神一样伟大。
Then the third request is even more outrageous.
尼希米的第三个请求更加的夸张。
He asked the king to provide for him all his needs for the trip and for his mission of rebuilding the wall, repairing the gates, and even to build himself a house in Jerusalem.
尼希米的第三个请求是让王为他提供他旅途所需的，也为他提供他回去要重建这个城门和城墙的材料，并且让王为他提供一个住所。
Verse 8, he asks, And may I have a letter to Asaph, keeper of the king's forest, so he will give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel by the temple and for the city wall and for the resident I will occupy.
我们在第八节当中看到，又赐诏书通知管理王园林的亚萨，使他给我木料，做属殿营楼之门的横梁和城墙，与我自己房屋使用的。
And surprisingly, the king gave him.
令我们惊讶的是，王也应允了他这第三个请求。
You know, our government will tax us first before they give you anything, right? Our government will tax you first before they give you anything.
我们的政府总是抽我们税。
Yeah, but this king gave him everything to accomplish the mission.
亚达薛西王却为尼希米提供了一切。
And in chapter 5:14, you'll find that a favor Nehemiah did not ask was also given to him.
我们在第五章当中看到，一个尼希米并没有问的请求也王也给了他。
A promotion.
王给了尼希米一个升职。
He became the governor of Judah.
王让尼希米成为了犹大的省长。
See, God gave him more than he asked or imagined.
神超越尼希米所求所想的为他提供。
And the New Testament tells us that when we pray and trust God, God will give us more than we ask.All can imagine.
我们在新约当中也看到，当我们祷告的时候，神会超越我们所求所想的为我们提供。
This is indeed favor beyond favor.
是恩上加恩。
And so we read that the king gave him letters of protection for a safe passage.
所以我们看到神王赐尼希米这个旅途的诏书，能够保护他。
And letters of provision for the materials.
也让他能够在旅途当中一无所缺。
And then in chapter 5, we see he gave him a promotion to become the governor of Judah.
并且让尼希米成为犹大的省长。
And we read here that Nehemiah traveled safely, protected by a cavalry.
我们也看到尼希米在他旅途当中是受王的军队所保护的。
To Jerusalem.
他一路顺利平安地回到了耶路撒冷。
And Nehemiah acknowledges that this is notBecause of all these things that is provided for him, but he says, because the gracious hand of my God was upon me. Verse 8.
尼希米知道这一切都是因为神的恩手在他的手身上。
And this man showed favor to Nehemiah as he asked of God.
是因为尼希米向神所求，神才让尼希米在王面前蒙恩。
And the letters brought him safely there, and the materials helped him to accomplish his mission.And his position gave him the authority to assign the work to those in Jerusalem.
诏书让尼希米在回城的路上一路平安，王所赐的材料也让他在重建城墙的时候一无所缺，最后他的职位让他在耶路撒冷能够有权柄。
And it all is because of God's grace.
这都是因为神的恩赐。
See, God is faithful when we avail ourselves to be used by him.
当我们愿意受神使用的时候，神是信实的。
And that's not it. You need another element in it.
不光光只是这样，我们还需要另外一个因素。
That is to trust him completely.
就是要完完全全的信靠神。
Because God will provide for all of our needs to accomplish the task he calls us to do.
当我们完全信靠神的时候，神会为我们丰盛的供应来完成神呼召我们所做的事。
You know, I told you guys that when I am preaching this book on the theme of rebuilding the church.
我最近在讲的道呢，是关于重建教会的这个主题。
But are we trusting God or are we trusting ourselves?
但是我们是信神还是相信自己呢？
And we may not know what is going to happen in the future.
我们可能不知道明天会发生什么。
But can we trust that when we pray, He will answer our prayer?
但是我们可不可以相信当我们祷告的时候，神会应允我们的祷告呢？
That is, if indeed we are praying.
但是我们是真正要在祷告的。
Because a lot of time we say we pray, but we don't.
因为有时候我们说我们在祷告，我们却并没有。
And if we don't, how can God answer us more than we ask or imagine?
如果我们连祷告都不做的话，神怎样为我们供应，怎样超乎我们所求所想的赐给我们呢？
See, God uses a pagan, unbelieving king to accomplish his will here.
神用一个并不信神的王来完成他的旨意。
So if we are praying and we are believers, how much more God will answer our prayer and use us to accomplish His work?
那我们作为信徒，作为信神的人，在我们祷告的时候，神一定会更加的帮助我们。
And we must avail ourselves to Him to be used.
我们必须要愿意将自己展现给神，受神使用。
And also believe completely upon Him to lead us and use us in His own ways.
也必须完全的信靠神，愿意让神在万事上带领我们。
Instead of using our own wisdom and efforts to do it.
而不是用我们自己的小聪明来将事情完成。
You know, in the New Testament, Jesus Himself says,
在新约里面，耶稣这样说道，
when we seek, we shall find. When we ask, it shall be given. When we knock, it shall be opened.
寻找的就寻见，叩门的就开门。
So we can be sure that God will answer our prayers.
所以我们可以肯定神一定会回应我们的祷告。
More than we can expect or imagine.
神一定会超乎我们所求所想的回应我们的祷告。
If we are indeed praying.
如果我们真的祷告了的话。
However, when God answers our prayer, it doesn't mean that we don't have trouble.
但是神会回应我们的祷告，并不代表我们不会有困境。
Because in verse 10, we find that the problems, oppositions arises right after God answers Nehemiah's prayer.
因为我们在第十节当中看到，在尼希米向王做出这样的请求之后，立刻就有反对的势力起来了。
And problems can come from inside and also outside.
你的困境可以是由内而外的，也可以是由外而内的。
And if you think that when God answers your prayer and then, you know, everything will be smooth sailing, you must be living in a different world from me.
如果你觉得当神回应你的祷告的时候，一切就会因此从此一帆风顺，那你和我生活的世界必是不同的。
But we don't have to fear.
但是我们无需惧怕。
Because God has proven himself to be faithful.In Nehemiah's case, and he will prove himself faithful in our case.
因为神是信实的，不光是在回应尼希米的祷告上，神也会在我们的祷告当中应允我们。
All we have to do is pray and believe, completely depending on him.
我们所需要做的就是静下心来祷告，并且信靠神。
Even when opposition arises.
即使是在我们的敌人反对我们的时候。
Because in Nehemiah chapter 6, you'll find that in 52 days, despite of opposition, Nehemiah finished his task.
因为我们在尼希米记的后来看到，即使在他的敌人面前，尼希米还是仅仅用了52天就完成了重建城墙的工作。
You know, if you want to renovate your house,
如果你要更新你的房子的话，
Your contractor may tell you 52 days, but it may be 100 and what? 104 days, double, right?
这个承包商可能跟你说说是五十天，但是其实要做好几个月。
And then they tell you it's a budget of 50,000, it end up 100,000.
他们会说可能只需要花这个五万，但是最后花了十万。
You know, but God, with God's help, it's done less than what we can expect.
但是在神的帮助下，事情一定会在我们所预期的时间之内完成。
Jesus says in Mark 11:24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
耶稣在马可福音11:24当中说道，所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
Do you really believe what you pray for that God will answer?
弟兄姐妹们，我们真的相信，无论我们祷告什么，神都一定会应允吗？
You know, there's a small town, that is known for being, you know, no fun kind of place to live in.
有这样一个小城市，它是因这个乏味而得名。
Until a local businessman decided to bring some fun into the town.
直到一个商人决定要带一些这个刺激来到这个城市里。
He wanted to build a bar.
他想要在城里当中建一个酒吧。
And he built one.
他也真的建了一个。
And so the local Christians from the church in town was upset and they called an all-night prayer meeting to ask God to intervene.
当地的基督徒因为这个酒吧的建立而彻夜祷告，求神来介入。
And after they pray, a lightning struck the bar and burned it to the ground.
当他们彻夜祷告以后，一道闪电闪下，把这个酒吧焚烧了。
And the owner of the bar got mad and he sued the church.
于是酒吧的老板非常的恼怒，就把这个祷告的教会告上了法庭。
Claiming that the prayers of the congregation were responsible for his bar being burned out.
酒吧的老板说，是因为这个教会的信徒的祷告让闪电焚烧了他的酒吧。
So the church hired a lawyer to defend themselves in the court.
所以教会便请了一个律师来帮他们辩护。
And their argument was they are not responsible.
律师说教会并不应该为此负责。
And so the judge reviewed the case.
所以这个法官审了这个案子以后呢。
And then he says, you know, no matter how this case comes out, one thing is very clear.
法官说，无论这个案子的判决如何，有一件事情是非常清楚的。
The bar owner believes in prayer, but the Christians don't.
酒吧的老板相信祷告，但是这些教会的信徒却不是这样。
You know, there are Christians like that too.
在我们生命当中也有像这样的信徒。
They pray, but they don't believe that God will answer their prayers.
有些人祷告却不相信神会应允。
And it could be because they expect God to answer their prayer in only a certain way.
可能是他们觉得神只会用某一些方式来回应祷告。
And there can be Christians who pray and they don't have doubts. They believe God will answer their prayers.
有些信徒祷告也从不怀疑神会应允。
But they still do it their own way.
但是他们还是用自己的方式来祷告。
And so they don't trust God.
也并不相信神。
They trust themselves.
他们只相信自己。
They cannot believe that Mark 11:24 says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours.
他们不相信马可福音十一章说到的，耶稣告诉我们，凡我们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
And I hope that we as Christians, when we pray, we believe God will answer our prayers.
弟兄姐妹们，我希望我们相信，当我们祷告的时候，神必应允我们的祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
天父，我们感谢你，我们在尼西米书里面可以学到，我们做一个基督徒的成功是因着神你自己的恩典，照着祷告，你来帮助我们。带领我们，我们要学习有这种的信心、智慧来依靠、相信、跟从你，奉主耶稣的名求。